每次站在这个讲台的时候
，Each time when I stand on this podium，
心里面可以说是战惊恐惧。
I can say from my heart that I'm full of fear。
因为我们所敬拜、所侍奉的这位神。
Because of the Lord that we worship and serve，
是何等伟大、无限、何等公义又何等圣洁。
Is so great and infinite and fair and merciful
and holy。
Oh, and holy。
我又是太渺小。
And I'm just too small。
也会讲错话。
And I will speak the wrong things。
周三查经班在为今天主日讲台祷告的时候。
On Wednesday, Bible study prayer group, they were praying for today.
就是这个子蒙弟兄。
Just our brother Ben.
他祷告说，雅各书里面说。
He said that in the book of James.
你们不要多人做师傅。
Not many should become teachers.
因为我们晓得要受更重的审判。
Because false teachers undergo greater condemnation.
听得我打了一个激灵。
That,
背后直冒冷汗。
That gave me a jolt and some sweat in my back.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
他接着这样祷告说。
In the subsequent prayer, it says.
所以求主你托住要分享的弟兄。
So Lord, may you sustain the sharing brother.
Brothers.
Brothers.
使他们可以忠心传讲神的话。
So that they can faithfully speak your word.
感谢主借着弟兄的祷告提醒我。
Thank the Lord through our brother's prayer reminds me.
我们要谨慎。
We must be alert.
我们要看住自己的舌头。
We must watch our own tongue.
我们不能按照自己的私意讲解神的道。
We cannot selfishly use our own understanding to speak the word of God.
我们要按照正义来分解真理的道。
We must be able to discern what is right when speaking.
这也是我对弟兄姐妹的请求。
And this is also my plea to you all.
愿弟兄姐妹能够用祷告一起托住这个聚会。
And may you sustain this gathering with your prayers too.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们求你用你自己的宝血来遮盖这个聚集。
Lord, we ask that you would use your precious blood to cover us.
求你所赐的圣灵在我们每个人里面来引导、帮助我们。
So that the Spirit that you've given us can help us.
把我们带到父神的面前。
Help us and lead us to the presence of the Father.
使我们可以听见他要对我们每一个人，也是对他教会所要说的话。
So that we can hear what he wants to say to his church.
愿神的话在我们每一个人的身上能够发出果效来。
May his words reap fruit in our hearts.
可以来改变我们。
To change us.
使我们越来越像我们的主，就是我们父神所爱的独生爱子。
To cause us to be more and more like our Lord, and that is the only Son of our Lord.
愿我们的生命可以成为这个世界的见证。
May our life become the witness to the world.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
好，今天我要分享的经文是在路加福音第十一章。
The passage I'm going to be sharing from is going to be from Luke 19.
从第十一节到第二十七节。
From 11 to 27.
好，我们一起先来念一遍。
Let's read through this.
中文、英文可以一起来。
Whether in English or Chinese.
路加福音第十一章第十一节到二十节。对不起，第十九章第十一节到第二十七节。
It's going to be Luke 19, verse 11 to 17. Luke 19.
十九章。
Chapter 11. Chapter 19.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
众人正在听见这些话的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说，有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来，便叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子说，你们去做生意，只等到我回来。他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。他既得国回来，就吩咐那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在这小事上有忠心， 就可以有权柄管十座城。第二个来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了五锭。主人说，你也可以管五座城。又有一个来说，主啊，看哪，你的一锭银子还在这里，我把它包在手巾里存着。我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。主人对他说，你这恶仆，我要凭你的口定你的罪。你既知道我是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收，为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？就对旁边站着的人说，夺过他这一锭来，给那有十锭。他们说，主啊，他已经有十锭。主人说，我告诉你们，凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。至于我那些仇敌，不要我做他们王的，把他们拉来在我面前杀了。这是主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
This is a parable told by our Lord Jesus.
地点是在耶利哥，耶利哥呢离耶路撒冷大约有十八英里。
The place of which he told this story was in Jericho, which is about 18 miles away from Jerusalem.
时间呢是在将近逾越节。
It was closing, for time, it was close to Passover.
也就是说一周之后呢，主耶稣要被钉十字架。
In other words, after a week or so, the Lord will have been crucified.
听众呢是众人，特别呢是门徒。
The listeners are all people around him, especially the apostles.
那路加告诉我们说，主耶稣之所以讲这个比喻
，Luke tells us the Lord Jesus told this parable,
是因为他将近了耶路撒冷。
It's because he was nearing Jerusalem.
他即将告别这个世界，要告别他的门徒。
He was going to go away from this world as well as his disciples.
当时许多人在耶路撒冷聚集。
Many people gathered in Jerusalem at that time.
众人以为神的国快要来到。
People thought that the kingdom would be here immediately.
路加所说的那个快要来到是他们以为神的国即刻随时都可以发生。
The word used there is the people thought it was going to happen immediately, right away.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻呢是要纠正这个错误。
So our Lord Jesus invented this parable to correct this mistake.
他要告诉他的门徒说，你们不要急躁，因为时间，他的时间还没有到。
He said to his apostles, don't be patient, your time is not yet here.
因为我们知道人急躁的时候就很容易犯错误。
Because we know that when people are impatient, they're prone to a lot of errors.
门徒也是一样。
The same was true for the apostles.
所以今天虽然我的时间有点紧。
So today, even though I have, my time is a little tight.
但是我也告诉自己说不要急躁。
I also tell myself, don't be impatient.
可以慢慢讲。
Speak slowly.
讲到什么时候算什么时候。
Whenever it ends, it'll end when it ends.
好，我争取12点半讲完。
I'll do my best to end before 12:30.
我们知道不错。
We know it's not untrue.
有一天呢，我们的主要回到这个地上来执掌王权。
One day our Lord will return and reign as king.
一切受造之物都要向他跪拜。
All creation will bow before him.
但那是将来的事。
But that comes later.
所以门徒他们必须清楚地知道。
So his disciples must know.
主耶稣离开他们是要去一个很远的地方。
They must understand that their master is going to a very, very far place.
所以呢，要很久很久他才能回来。
Therefore, it takes a long time for him to come back.
要多久连主他自己都不知道。
So long that in fact that the Lord Jesus himself didn't even know.
所以我们不但在这里等候盼望我们的主回来。
So not only are we here to hope for and to wait our Lord's return,
我们也要知道主再回来之后会发生什么样的事。
We ought to also know what happens when he comes back.
主回来的时候
when he comes back,
会发生很多的事。
Many things will occur.
其中有一些事情圣经告诉我们，但是却很笼统。
Some things the scripture tells us, but it's a little vague.
有很多的细节我们现在没有办法明白。
Some details are passed through us. We don't know them.
但是有一件事
But there's one thing.
主耶稣再三地告诉他的门徒
The Lord Jesus repeatedly told his disciples.
圣经也给我们许多的细节
And the Bible also gives us many details.
这使我们相信这件事情不但非常的重要
To cause us to understand that this thing is not only important,
而且主要我们多多的知道，多多的明白。
But the Lord wants to abundantly and clearly understand.
这件事情就是,
and that is,
主回来的时候,
when He comes back,
他的仆人要向他交账,
His followers, His disciples, will have to give an account.
如果到我们离开这个世界的时候,
if, when we leave this world,
主还没有回来,
He has not come back yet.
那么这个交账呢,
then this accounting will happen after we are brought, after we are risen again.
所以现在我们来看这个比喻。
So let's look at this parable.
我们知道主已经离开这个世界。
We know the Lord has already left.
我们的盼望是有一天他能够回来。
Our hope is that one day He will return.
历史历代的信徒都在呼喊说,
generations of saints have proclaimed.
说主啊，愿你快来。
Lord, may you come soon.
但是时至今日,
but until this day,
2000年过去,
2,000 or so years have passed.
我们还在等候,
we are still waiting.
因为我们在等候,
because we're waiting.
所以这个比喻不单单是说给当时的门徒的,
because we're waiting, this parable is not only for those that were alive during Jesus' time.
这个比喻也是说给你, 说给我, 说给我们每一个等候他回来的人,
it is also very much for you and I, the people who wait for Him to come back.
我们知道凡是出远门的人,
we know that whoever leaves for a long trip,
家里面一定有一些事情要交代,
in his own household, there must be certain things that must be delegated.
所以这个人出远门的时候, 他就拿来十锭银子。
So before he left, he took 10 pounds of money,
然后叫来十个仆人,
and he brought 10 of his servants,
把银子交给他们, 吩咐他们去做生意,
to give them the money and to tell them to do business with it.
等这个主人一回来的时候,
when the master returns,
他马上把仆人叫来, 要他们交账,
he immediately called the servants to himself and asked them to give an accounting.
看他们做生意, 赚了多少,
to see how much they have earned with this business.
多赚了就是好仆人。
If you've earned a good business, you are a good servant.
我应该这么说哈, 只要赚了就是好仆人。
As long as you have earned, as long as you've earned something, you are a good servant.
没赚的就是恶仆人。
For the servants that did not earn anything, they are wicked servants.
那读到这儿的时候, 你心里是不是感觉说这个主人是不是很贪财?
When you read this, do you feel in your heart that maybe this master is a little selfish?
他是不是只看重钱?
Is he only looking at money?
他用什么标准来衡量哪一个是好仆人，哪一个是坏仆人呢? 就看他们有没有赚钱。
By what standard is he measuring his servants? By the fact that whether or not they earn money?
你心里有没有这样想?
Have you thought of this?
不久之前呢, 查经班读到这一段。
A while ago, we studied this passage.
下来呢, 我请两个弟兄呢, 分别来分享好仆人与坏仆人这两件事。
So now we have two brothers share about the good servant and the wicked servant.
那周三我们祷告的时候,
on Wednesday when we prayed,
还有一位弟兄这样祷告说,
another brother prayed like this.
愿圣灵呢, 可以带领我们,
may the Spirit lead us.
使他们三个人呢, 如同一人。
So that all three may be as one.
因为我们仰望圣灵在我们当中可以做这样奇妙的工作。
So may the Spirit do this work in us.
我们可以学习呢, 顺从同一位圣灵。
We can learn to obey the same Spirit.
我们侍奉同一位主。
Serve the same Lord.
我们传讲同一位主。
And preach the same Lord.
好，下面呢, 我就请张恒弟兄来分享关于好仆人这件事。
So now we'll have Brother Harry share a bit with us.
我替他翻译。
And Brother Tom will translate for me. So it's a great privilege to be able to be with brothers and sisters and to share.
那么能够和弟兄姐妹在这里面分享，我觉得是神给我一个特别的权柄。
Tremendous privilege.
非常非常大的一个特权。
Now I'm going to talk about the good servant.
那我要分享呢好仆人。
And we thank our Lord Jesus for inventing this story in his time.
感谢主在那个时候他发明这样一个比喻。
Now this story he invented is very, very comprehensive.
那主发明的这个比喻很完全。
And what I mean is this.
那我的意思就是,
He's pretty much saying everyone in the world will fall into, there are only three types of people in this world when he returns.
那么他说呢，这个意思就是当主再回来的时候，全世界的人呢，都是这三种人里面的一种。
All of Jesus' subjects will fall into one of these three categories.
那么主所讲到的呢，都属于这三类当中的一类。
And they are the faithful,
就是呢有忠心的
；the false,
假的
；and the foes,
还有呢他的仇敌。
No one is left out, and none of us can escape it.
没有一个人不包括在内，我们没有一个人可以逃脱。
As we go through this marvelous story, I hope that the Spirit will work in us to help us know for sure which one of these three we are.
那么我们在讲这件事中，我希望圣灵可以告诉我们，让我们清楚地知道我们是属于哪一类。
So let's first talk about the money. It's called the mina.
那么先讲到钱这件事，就是弥拿。
The Lord left behind a mina for each of his servant. What is that?
那么神给他的每一个仆人都有弥拿。那弥拿是什么呢？
It's about 3 months' pay or 10 weeks' pay.
那差不多呢，就是十个礼拜或者三个月的工钱。
That's not a lot for a master, right? Not a lot to a master.
对主人来讲，这不算什么。
Now this is a mina. You may think this story is a little familiar. There's actually a similar story in Matthew 25.
讲到钱的时候，你可能觉得很熟悉，因为呢，在马太福音25章里面也有一个类似的比喻。
Whereby the master gave his servants also money, but it was called talents.
那里面呢，主耶稣也给他的仆人呢钱，但是那个钱呢叫做塔连德。
And incidentally, that talent is worth 60 times as much as a mina.
那塔连德呢是米拿的六十倍。
But that was a different parable with a different point and lesson.
是不同的比喻，是不同的点，是不同的功课。
Well, you might say, well then, a mina isn't a lot of money after all, is it?
那你会说弥拿实在不值很多钱。
The master is kind of stingy, kind of a cheapskate.
那这个主人好像是个小气鬼。
But is he really a cheapskate? We'll find out.
他是不是真的很小气呢？我们会知道。
So the question is then, what does a mina represent?
那么问题就是这个弥拿它代表什么？
It's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的福音。
It's the words of God revealed on the pages of Scripture.
是神在他圣经里面向我们所启示的。
That's what a mina is.
这就是弥拿。
We may have different spiritual opportunities and different capacities for serving our master.
当我们服侍主的时候，我们可能有不同的机会，有不同的能力。
But those of us that are here, we have access to the same gospel message.
但是在这里，我们每一个我们得到的福音是一样的。
And access to the word of God.
我们所能够读的神的话是一样的。
So now we go on. Verse 13.
那我们继续来看第十三节。
It says in verse 13.
十三节说。
He said, "Do business till I come, till I come back."
你们去做生意，只等到我回来。
Do business with who?
和谁做生意
？I think one of the main types of people that it's referring to is those of the verse 14. If you look at verse 14, it says.The citizens that hated him.
那我想到呢，这些门徒要去做生意的一大批人呢，就是十四节告诉我们说的那些恨他的本国的人。
It's a very strong word.
这是一个很强烈的词。
A very strong resentment. It's like they're saying, "We don't want this guy to rule over us."
那么他们当中那个是很，他们是很仇视主的。他们说我们不要这个人做我们的王。
Why do they hate Jesus?
他们为什么仇恨主？
Why do anyone hate Jesus? Have you ever wondered about that?
为什么有人恨我们的主呢？
Have you ever wondered why would anyone hate a righteous, gracious, merciful God who came to save?
怎么会有人仇恨这慈爱、怜悯、恩典来拯救我们的主呢？
The answer is because he says we're wrong.
答案就是因为他指出我们的错误。
There's a preacher I listened to. He said this once.
我听一个传道人曾经说
，He said, "Your best friend is the one that tells you the most truth."
你最好的朋友就是告诉你最多实情的人。
And that's what Jesus did. He was full of truth and love, a balance of truth and love.
耶稣就是这样的人，他既告诉我们，他既对我们爱，也告诉我们真理。
For those that did not believe him,
对于不信他的人
，The Bible teaches, by nature you are a sinner.
因为圣经告诉我们说，你们本相就是罪人。
And apart from repenting of your sins and believing in me,
除非你悔改相信我
you will spend an eternity of torment in hell.
那么你永生的结局就是地狱的刑罚。
Because he is a holy God.
因为他是圣洁的神。
And by your own good works and your own merit, you can't have fellowship with me. You can't come to me.
靠着你自己的工作，你自己的标准，你不能跟我有交通，你不能到我面前。
Only through what my son has done. Only through what Christ has done.
只有借着耶稣基督所做的。
He can and he did.
他能，他也做成。
Bear all of our sins for everyone.
承担我们每一个人的罪。
Well, you say, how could he bear the sins for everyone?
你也许问他怎么能够承受每一个人的罪？
It's because his worth is more than all of us put together.
因为呢，他的价值超过我们所有的人加在一起。
You take a scale.
你拿一个秤的话。
And you put everything under creation on one side.
你把
stars, planets.
你把这个宇宙所有被造之物放在一边。
People.
还有我们这些人。
And you put Jesus on the other side.
你把主耶稣基督放在秤的另一边。
And he outweighs them all.
他超出我们。
So. This is the kind of business that the master servants are to do.
这就是主人的仆人所要做的,
it's a very hostile environment for them.
对他们来讲是一个非常敌视的环境。
In fact, there were probably a lot of them were killed for it.
那么他们很多人为此而殉道。
So in this hostile environment, we're supposed to do business. How are we supposed to do that?
在这样的仇视的环境里面, 我们怎么能够做生意呢?
So we move on to the next point.
那么下一点就是,
and that is, the mina has power in itself.
Let's look at verse 16.
See what the servant said in verse 16. And I love this. He says,
我非常喜爱,
he said, Master, your mina has earned ten more.
说主啊,
I love that because there's a sense of humility and meekness in it.
我非常喜欢，因为这里面呢，让我们看到门徒他们的谦卑。
He doesn't come to Jesus and say, he doesn't come to the master and say, hey, guess what I did?
他不是到主人面前说，看到我做了什么。
Take a look at this balance sheet.
对吧？你看看这个我这成绩单。
It was, no, your mina has made 10 more.
他说，不是，是你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。
He's saying, all I did was carry it and use it.
那我所做的就是拿着它去做生意。
The Lord created the environment in which the mina can grow.
主创造了让米拿可以兴盛，可以成长的环境。
So same as today. Salvation is a work, supernatural work of God, is it not?
救恩是神超自然的工作。
We don't tell people that they are saved.
不是我们告诉别人说你们得救了。We
can only tell them how to be saved.
我们只能告诉他们如何得救。God
saves.
神来救他们。And
the Spirit tells the people that they are saved.
圣灵告诉人说你得救了。So
the message in itself, the mina has power.
那信息自己就是这个米拿，它有能力。When
it's preached correctly.
当我们正确传讲的时候。We
have no right to change it or repackage it.
我们没有权利来改变，来重新包装，
or to make it more acceptable to the culture，
也或者呢，让它更适合今天的文化，
because it was never acceptable to any culture，
因为对任何文化来讲，他们都不能接受福音，
it's scandalous，
对他们来讲，这是假的，
so we just have to use it and anticipate it and love in anticipation and love for the master.
我们只能投入到其中来为主服侍。So
then finally, let's take a look at the master's response.
最后我们来看主的回应。Verse
17.
第17节。
And he said to him, Well done, good servant, because you are faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities.
他说,良善的仆人,你既在最小的事上有忠心,就有权柄管10座城。Wow,
there's no comparison between what he had and his reward, is there? From three months' pay to 10 cities.
这没有办法相比，从三个月的工钱到十个城，这之间是没有办法比较的。Our
master is not a cheapskate.
所以我们的主他不是一个小气鬼。
His reward far exceeds our expectations as well as what we deserve.
他的奖赏大大超过我们的期盼，大大超过我们所配得的。
Now, when it says here, have a, when it says here 10 cities,
这里面讲到十座城,
we're not really sure what that is referring to exactly.
我们不确定这十座城到底指的是什么。
It could be 10 literal cities during the millennial kingdom.
也许是千年国度里面实实在在的十座城。
Or it's likely the fact that we can have bigger capacity to worship and honor him in eternity.
也许呢是指在永世里面我们可以有更多的身量来敬拜神。
The text doesn't say, but maybe the Lord Jesus, you know, it's a long trip from Jericho to Jerusalem. What he said may have provided some more details, but it's not recorded here.
那么经文里面没有告诉我们具体是什么，也许从耶利哥到耶路撒冷的路上，主告诉他门徒更多的细节，但是没有记载下来。
We are not sure what the reward is, but we do know one thing.
我们不确定这个奖赏是什么，但是我们确定知道一件事。
Our master owes us nothing.
主不欠我们任何东西。
He has already bought us with his own life and given us
他用自己的命把我们买赎回来,
and given us everything we need to do this work.
他把我们做工所需要的一切都给了我们,
and everything is given by grace.
都是恩典给我们。
So, what about the guy that made 5 minas and not 10?
那么赚了五锭银子那个人怎么样呢?
Is he a worse worker than the first one? Is he going to be jealous of the guy who got more rewards because he got 10?
是不是他的价值比那个赚了十锭银子的就小一些，因为他只赚了五锭，他是会不会嫉妒那个人呢?
I think it's a fair question. So let me quote Spurgeon on this.
我觉得这个问题也很合理，不过呢，我想引用斯布珍所讲的一段话。
Because he mentioned this, and I quote.
因为他这样说。
Though there may be degrees of glory,
也许荣耀的程度不同,
the only difference will be in the capacity of the blessed to contain it.
那么唯一的区别呢，是我们能够所承受祝福的容量。
All the vessels will be full,
所有的器皿都被充满,
but they will not all be equally large.
但是这些器皿的容量是不同的。
The man of the 10 pounds, the 10 minas,
那么得了十锭银子那个人,
will simply be a larger vessel,
就是因为呢，他是比较大的一个器皿,
full to the brim.
那么呢，就被充满,
and the man with the 5 will have a smaller vessel.
那么五锭银子呢，他的容器小一些,
but still quite as full,
同样也是被充满,
to his own gladness, amazement, and bewilderment,
让他能够完全的惊奇，完全的喜乐，完全的满足。
So it's a wonderful promise from our Lord. And we also have different spiritual opportunities. And
我们每个人的机遇，我们每个人的身量都不一样。
But the point is, a true and real servant will demonstrate faith and make a profit for the master.
但是呢，一个忠心的人，他们能够呢向主忠心，他们能够得到利益。
And he will be rewarded beyond comparison.
他所得的奖赏。 要超过他所配的。
So that's a good and faithful servant. It ends pretty well for him.
那么他是一个忠心的仆人，他实在是讨神喜悦。
It doesn't end too well for the wicked servant, and we'll have our brother Joshua share about him.
那么关于那个恶人呢，他们的结局却很悲惨。那下面呢，召见弟兄来分享。
刚才 张宏弟兄讲愿圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够看到我们是这三类人中的哪一类。
Earlier we said that may the Spirit help us to help us see which of the three people we fall into.
禅经班的弟兄姊妹告诉我，张恒这个人就特别适合讲好仆人，我就特别适合讲这个恶仆人。
The other brothers say Harry should talk about the good servant, and I should talk about the wicked one.
其实这个恶仆人，当他见主面的时候，他无论说什么，无论辩解什么，都已经晚了。Now
this wicked servant, when the master finally does return and he talks to him, no matter what he says and no matter what his excuses are, it's too late.
但是当我们读这段经文的时候，我们发现这个主人给这个恶仆人一个机会，让他能够说出他心里面的隐情。But
we see when the master came back, he gave a chance to the wicked servant to let him explain himself.
神让我们这些人可以看到这个恶仆人他心里面的拦阻，因为这些拦阻其实常常也是我们里面的拦阻。God
allows us to see some of the hindrances and obstacles in the hearts of these wicked servants, because We see the same obstacles in ourselves sometimes.
是什么原因来拦阻捆绑这个仆人，让他不能够对神忠心，让他不能够完成神的托付，以至于他不能够丰丰富富进入神的国？
What are those obstacles and reasons for the servant not being able to serve the Lord to prevent him from richly going into the kingdom?
这些原因都很可能是我们的原因。
These reasons are very likely the same reasons as us.
第二十节，
Verse 20.
这个恶仆人说， 看哪， 你的一锭银子在这里， 我把它包在手巾里面存着。
Verse 20 says this. The servant came, he said, Master, here is your mina for which I have kept put away in a handkerchief.
包在手巾里面存着。
Put away in a handkerchief.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
其实这个就告诉我们，是这个叫做悖逆神。
It tells us that this is rebellion, rebellion against God.
因为第十三节已经很清楚地说明了，你们要用这些钱去做生意。
Because in verse 13, the master clearly said, you must do business with these.
贪心、自私、骄傲，这些事情是悖逆神的，我们都知道。
Greed, selfishness, pride, these are all rebellious, we know this.
但是这里给我们看见，我们什么都不做，我们看起来很乖，我们看起来好像没有犯罪，但这个仍然可能是悖逆神。But
here shows us, we may look very pretty, we may look very, we're sitting here still, but we're still rebelling against God.
林后六章一节说，我们不可徒受神的恩典。In
2 Corinthians 6:1, it says, you should not have received the grace of God in vain.
接下来，这个恶仆他去解释，他这样的悖逆是有一个原因的。The
wicked servant goes on to explain that his rebellion was there was a cause for his rebellion.
21节，我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有种下的还要去收。He
said in 21, for I feared you because you are an austere man or a hard man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow.
没有种下的还要去收。 这是一个农业的用语。
You reap what you did not sow. This is a word for agriculture.
你春天没有耕种，你夏天就你秋天就想去有收获。
You didn't sow in spring. How is it that you want to reap in the fall?
你没有放下的，你还要去拿。
You didn't put. It wasn't you who put this down. Why should you take it?
这是一个金融的用语。
This is an agriculture term.
你没有放高利贷，你就想去收利息。
You didn't handle the finances. Why should you take care of the product?
就这个恶仆人对着神说啊，你没有给我钱，你就让我去赚钱。The wicked
servant said, "You didn't give me any money, and you went and told me to make do business with it."
当我们来读这句话的时候，你觉不觉得很讽刺？
When we read this, does it feel like he's very despicable?
他手里面拿的是什么？
What is he holding in his hand?
他手里面拿的是上帝给他的一个银子，对不对？
He's holding the money that his Lord gave him.
如果他说上帝你没给我钱，你还让我去赚利息。
If he said, Lord, you didn't give me any money and you told me to go earn it.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
为什么这样讲？
Why is he saying this?
记不记得当耶和华神呼召摩西把以色列的百姓从埃及里面带出来的时候，摩西的反应？
Remember when God commissioned Moses to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt, what was Moses' reaction?
摩西说我不行。
He said, I can't do this.
我没有能力。
I don't have the capability.
这些百姓肯定不听我的话。
They will definitely not listen to me.
这个恶仆人觉得神给他的太少。
The wicked servant thinks the master gave him too little.
就那点钱。 就好像今天给你6000美元让你去做生意，你能做什么？
Just this little piece of money, $6,000 for today, for example, what can you do with it?
这其实也是我们的难处。
This actually is our difficulty as well.
我们常常觉得我不能侍奉。
We often feel like we can't serve.
因为我生命不够。
Because my spiritual life is not
good. 因为我能力不够。
Because I'm not strong or capable.
我没有这个恩赐。
I don't have this gift.
好像看起来环境也不允许。
And it doesn't seem like the environment allows it anyway.
其实这都说明我们看不到神已经把我们需要的给了我们。
This is a failure to acknowledge that God has given us the capability to do so.
这是这个恶仆人的第一个难处，就是他嫌主人给的少，主人给他的一锭银子，在他的眼里面就好像没有一样。This
is the servant's first mistake. He thinks that the Lord gave him too little. To him, it's almost nothing.
他的第二个难处是，他说我怕神。
His second difficulty is that he said, I was afraid of him.
什么意思?
What does that mean? I'm afraid of you.
万一我赔了怎么办?
What if there's a loss with what you gave me?
做生意是有风险的。
Doing business has risks.
主人有这么严厉,
the Lord,
我干脆就把这些钱包起来, 看起来很合理。
The Lord is a very hard man, so I'm better off just wrapping it up and keeping it there.
怕失败, 怕犯错, 就找出许多的借口来推脱这个责任。
Fear of failing, fear of not doing well causes the servant to wrap up the minor.
这也常常是我们的难处。
This is also one of our difficulties.
我们再祷告祷告。
Let me pray about it a little more.
也许这个不是神的心意。
Maybe this is not God's will for me.
神动了我们再动。
When God moves, I'll move.
神不动我们不动。
If He's not moving, I'm not going anywhere.
听命胜于献祭。
It's better to obey than sacrifice.
这些话都对。
These are all right.
但是问题是, 这里神已经在前面说过了, 你去赚钱。
These are all right, except the master already told him to do business before.
人怕失败, 就选择不相信神已经说过的话。
When people are afraid to fail, they are unwilling to believe what the Lord's words are.
我们再退一步想。
Let's go a step further.
如果我们做错了,
if we do it wrong,
难道神不纪念吗?
Is the Lord not going to remember our labor?
耶利米书2章2节这样讲,
Jeremiah 2:2 says this,
你去向耶路撒冷的人耳中喊叫说, 耶和华如此说, 你幼年的恩爱, 婚姻的爱情, 你怎样在旷野, 在未曾耕种之地跟随我, 我都记得。
It says, go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says, I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land unsown.
以色列人他们在旷野里有失败有软弱。
The Israelites failed and were weak in the wilderness.
但是这里告诉我们,神说他纪念, 他知道。
But it says here that the Lord remembers.
为什么?
He remembers their devotion, why?
保罗说过一句话,
Paul said this,
神的能力要在我们的软弱上显得完全。
It says God's grace is sufficient for us.
我们愿不愿意来相信这句话?
Are we willing to believe this word?
当我们愿意去赚钱的时候, 我们一定会有很多的难处。
When we're willing to go make money for the master, we no doubt will encounter difficulties.
是什么力量可以保守我们跨过这些难处呢?
What can protect us to pass over these difficulties?
我们要看到神的爱。
We must see the Lord's love.
耶和华常常对以色列的百姓说, 我爱你们。
Lord many times said to the Israelites, I love you.
以色列的百姓问神, 你在哪里爱我们?
Israelites said, where do you love us?
我们如何能够从这一段话里面来读出神的爱呢?
How can we see the Master's love through this passage?
神让我们去赚钱这件事本身就是神爱的一个显明。
The fact that he's sending us out to entrusting us to make money for him is the way that he loves.
神不需要我们去做任何事情。
He doesn't need to do anything.
他不需要我们去赚钱。
He doesn't need us to earn money.
因为这位神他是自有拥有的神, 就决定了他没有任何的缺乏, 他对着我们没有任何的需要。
Because he is an unlimited God. He doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't lack anything.
但是我们的神在他的恩典中, 他愿意把这样的机会给我们, 他愿意把这样的权利给我们。
But our God, in His graciousness, He gave us His grace, He gave us His authority.
他不嫌弃我们笨, 他不嫌弃我们这个人碍手碍脚。
He does not care that we are stupid or we are clumsy.
他有一个心意, 就是要让我们在和他的同工里面, 在这样侍奉的操练里面, 来经历他的信实和大能。
His heart is that so that during trying to work for Him, we can experience Him.
有一个传道人, 有次他去拜访一位非常贫穷的妇人。
A pastor one time, he went to visit a widow, very poor widow.
他知道他非常的贫穷, 他就想要帮助她。
He knew that she is very poor, so he wanted to help.
他手里拿着钱去敲这个妇人她家里的门。
He held in his hand money and went to knock the door of this poor widow.
但是没有人来开门。
But nobody answered the door.
这个传道人他心里就想, 大概是没有人在家吧。
So the pastor thought to himself, I guess nobody's home.
他就走了。 后来有一天,
So he left, and one day at a church gathering, he saw the widow, and he said, I've been thinking about your difficulties. I went to visit you.
I knocked on
the door repeatedly, but nobody answered. I thought to myself, I guess you weren't home.
这个妇人就问, 先生, 你是几时来的呀?
The widow asked him, sir, when did you come?
这个传道人讲, 我是中午的时候来的。
He said, I came during lunchtime.
然后这个妇人说, 哎呀, 先生, 其实那天我听到你敲门的声音, 真抱歉我没有给您来开门, 因为我以为是房东来收房租。
The widow said, Lord, sir, I'm very sorry. I didn't know it was you. When I didn't open the door, I thought it was the landlord asking for the rent. The Lord asked us to make money. We should see that the Lord is holding a big bag of grace outside our door waiting for
us. We must have a heavenly
sight so that we can know that He's really testing us and training us to improve our character.
好让基督形成在我们里面，好让我们这些人。
So that Christ can be formed in us and that we can enter the kingdom with goodness. We thank our Lord for such a marvelous promise and plan. Give the time to our back to our brother Tom. We see in this passage good servants and wicked servants.
那么主人一回来呢,
when the master comes back, he asks for an account from all his servants.
这说明在主人的心中,
this means in the Lord's heart, it's a very important thing. So the master, he cares a lot about the behavior of his servants.
刚才交钱说了, 这不是因为他缺乏, 不是因为他贪财。
Earlier Joshua said it's not because he looks heavily on money and that he's greedy. It's that he's giving us a chance to be trained. To the point where we can handle the greater responsibilities in the future.
我的工作呢在公司是培训新员工。
In my company I'm a trainer.
那么刚刚大学毕业的年轻人到我们这个部门来呢，都要经过培训。Early
grad students who just graduated, they must undergo training in our department.
那个期间很长，可能是12个礼拜，也可能是16个礼拜。The
training elapses about 12 weeks. It's very long.
如果表现不好的话，就不能通过这个培训。那几年以前呢，公司的政策就是这样的话，就要请他走人。
If the performance of the trainees are very poor, then as of a few years ago, the new policy said they must be let go.
从我们得救开始, Start,
between the time we are first saved until we die and leave this world, to us it seems like a very long time of testing. Oh, assessment.
当主回来的时候, 我们都要到他面前来把成绩单。
When we come back, we must also hand our master our transcript, our report card.
如果我们通过了这个考核呢,
if we pass this assessment, then the Lord will commend us.
反之呢,
on the other hand, if not, then we have no right to reign with him.
这个考核是什么样的考核? 它考核的内容是什么?
How is this assessment done? What's the relationship between a good servant and an evil servant? Let's look again at verse 17.
主说, 好良善的仆人, 这是对这个好仆人的夸奖, 说你是良善的。
He said, well done, good servant. This is a commendation for the servant himself, that he is good.
为什么说他是良善的? 为什么他通过了这个考核呢?
Why does it say he is good? How did he pass the assessment?
主接着说,
he He said, it's because you were faithful in a very little.
所以呢, 我们这个考核就是我们对神有没有忠心。
Then the test is simply this, whether we're faithful to our Lord or not.
如何我们知道对神有忠心呢?
If we know we're faithful to the Lord,
就是看我们是不是在最小的上面有忠心。
It's determined by if we're faithful in the very little things.
我们对事的忠心表明我们对主的忠心。
We're faithful to the truth means we're faithful to the Lord.
什么是忠心?
What is faithfulness?
什么叫做在事情上忠心?
What does it mean to be faithful in the things?
就是说呢, 我们这个人是可以信赖的, 是可以信任的, 是靠谱的。
That means the servants are reliable, trustworthy, and they're predictable.
对仆人来讲呢, 就是说, 把主人交代他的事情, 他认真地去做, 让主人能够放心。
In the case of the servant, he is seriously and carefully doing the Lord's work while he's away.
忠心这件事情跟你有多大的能力没有关系。
Being faithful has nothing to do with your capacity, or capability.
也不在乎呢,你建主的时候你说你做了多少的事。
Also, it doesn't matter how much you say you did when you see the Lord.
所以主说良善的,主没有说你是良善的仆人,黄能仪,你多能干。
So the Lord didn't say, you are a very good servant, no, you're a very good servant.
所以你是忠心的。
You're very capable, therefore you're faithful.
不是,乃是说呢,我们在神面前是一个可靠的人, 是一个主托付我们的事情, 我们就认认真真去做的人。
So simply that when the Lord leaves us something behind, we just do it carefully.
感谢主在我们周围,
Thank the Lord around us.
主给我们预备了很多能够忠心服侍他的弟兄姐妹。
He gives us many opportunities and brothers and sisters who can faithfully serve him.
举一个小例子。
Simple example.
每个礼拜当我们来这里聚会的时候,
Each week, each Sunday, we would come here together.
你有没有发现?
Have you realized?
桌子已经摆好,
the Lord's table has been put here in the center.
饼摆在桌子上,
the bread and cup are on there too.
杯也摆在桌上,
the cup is there.
每个礼拜都是这样,
it is so every single week.
我们在这里聚会这么多年,
when we have gathered here for so many years,
我们数一数我们经过了多少次薄饼聚会,
can you count the number of times we have had the Lord's table?
因为有忠心的弟兄,
because of a certain faithful servant,
brother.
Each time we come to remember the Lord in bread and cup,
饼在那里,
the bread is there,
杯也在那里,
the cup is there.
这叫做忠心。
This is faithful.
我们如何知道自己是否忠心呢?
How do we know whether or not we are faithful?
有很多的方面。
There are many sides to this.
今天我分享一个方面。
Let me share one of them.
我们要忠心,
we must be faithful.
我们衡量自己是否忠心,
we test ourselves to see if we are faithful.
有一个方面,
there's one way.
就是我们是否看重神所看重。
And that is, do we value what the Lord values?
有这样一件事情, 我不知道是真是假, 但是呢, 却值得我们去思考。
There's an event that I'm not sure if it's real or not, but it's worth our consideration.
曾经出版了一本书,美国,曾经有一本书, 它的书名呢, 出版的时候叫做 How to Change Your Wife in 30 Days.
There's a book that came out in America, it's called How to Change Your Wife in 30 Minutes.
就是说, 怎样呢, 在30天之内改变你的妻子。
It's saying, How do you change your wife in 30 days?
这本书一出来之后就非常的畅销。
When the book first came out, it caused a lot of laughter and humor. Oh, a lot of fanfare.
一个星期之内就卖出了200万本。
About 20 million,
2 million
copies were sold within 2 weeks.
200万。后来呢，作者发现是出版社出版的时候把书名印错了。And
then the publisher realized that when they printed the book, they put the wrong title.
所以呢，就请出版社把书名纠正回来。
The author realizes, and he told the publisher to correct it.
那名字呢，其实应该是 How to Change Your Life in 30 days.
The title is actually How to Change Your Life, Not Wife in 30 days.
结果呢, 一个星期, 售出了三本。
And then after a whole week, 3 copies were sold.
当我们看重自己的时候,
when we value ourselves,
我们希望别人改变。
We hope that other people can change.
如果我们看重是别人,
if we value others,
我们就努力地改变自己。
Then we will carefully and strive to change ourselves.
我们看重什么?
What we value
就决定了我们人生的态度。
Determines our, the title in our life.
如果我们以为向主交账这件事无关紧要,
if we think that we have nothing to do with this account that we have to give when he comes back,
那是可有可无的事。
It doesn't matter if I do it or not.
那么我们就没有办法忠心。
Then we have no way of being faithful.
我们有些弟兄姐妹 常常会去接人来参加聚会。
Many brothers and sisters among us often pick up and drop off our friends to come gather.
那如果我们非常看重这件事的话,
if we value this kind of service,
就像呢, 我们每次我们去接人就像跟情人约会一样的话,
If we pick them up or drop them off with the same attitude that we use when we're going on dates,
那么再忙, 我们也不会忘记。
Then no matter how busy we are, we're not going to forget.
我们永远会准时出现在楼下。
We will always show up right on time.
就看我们的心在哪里。
It depends on our heart.
我们是否看重。
Do we value this?
如果我们两手空空地去见主,
if we go see the Lord when he comes back with empty hands,
说明呢,
it tells him that we don't care about his orders.
主对那个恶仆人怎么说?
What did he say? What did the master say to the wicked servant?
为什么不把我的银子交给银行?
Why didn't you at least take my money into the bank?
等我来的时候, 连本带利都可以要回来呢?
So that when I come back, I could have collected it along with interest.
读到这里, 你会不会偷偷的心里面笑?
When you read this, do you kind of laugh by yourself?
交给银行也能赚钱吗?
To giving the money to the bank, how is that a profit?
据说,
I've read somewhere.
说耶稣那个时代呢, 有实力把钱存到银行的人其实是非常少。
During Jesus' time, there weren't many people with the capability to put their money in the bank. So the bank's interest rate was very high. You put your money in the bank, that equates to a very high yield profit. This account, you just sit there and you just earn money.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
说其实把钱放到银行是一个 零风险高回报的买卖。
It tells us that putting the money in the bank is a zero risk, very high profit investment.
所以那个恶仆他没有任何的借口不去做生意。
So this wicked servant here, he had absolutely no excuse.
即使我们完全没有做生意的头脑，我们也没有任何的借口。
Even if we don't know the first thing about doing business, we still don't have an excuse.
神向我们要的就是忠心。
Lord wants our faith.
虽然我们的能力、环境和机遇各不相同。
Even though our capabilities, our environment, and opportunities are different,
都不能成为我们不忠心的借口。
Those cannot become the excuse of us being unfaithful.
有一个英文的版本把做生意呢翻译成occupy。
There's a translation in the English Bible, a certain translation that calls this word doing business to occupy.
我读到这里的时候觉得很诧异，从来我英文虽然不好，但是我觉得做生意和occupy应该是两回事。
When I read this, I'm very confused because my English is not so good, but I often felt like doing business and occupying are two very different things.
好在我比较好学。
Good thing I'm curious and a good learner.
所以我就上网去查。
So I went online to look.
一查发现呢, occupy 真的有做生意的意思。
I discovered that the word occupy indeed has an element of doing business in it.
这就很有意思了。
And this is interesting.
我们知道 occupy 就是占据和占领的意思。
We know the word occupy entails taking over or conquering.
今天我们就是 occupy 了这个聚会厅，我们在这里聚会。
We're just simply occupying this building right now together.
所以呢，如果我们这样去理解的话。
Therefore, if we understand it this way,
不妨说呢，主耶稣是告诉他的门徒,
it's not wrong to say that the Lord is telling his servants,
你们要全身心的, 要全心全意的做这件事。
You must do with all your heart and all your wholeheartedly do this thing.
你们的心思意念要被这件事情所占据。
Your life, your thoughts, your emotions ought to be taken over by this.
你要时时
You must always remember this thing.
只要有机会,
as long as there's opportunity, you must do this.
因为这是神所看重的。
Because this is what the Lord values.
他一回来,
as soon as he comes back, he will ask his servants for an account.
要看我们有没有去投资。
We'll see if we made any investments.
我们忠心,
us being faithful.
我们看重神所看重的。
We value what the Lord values.
我们知道神不单单是要看我们有没有去做生意。
God only not only looks at whether or not we went to do business.
而且呢，要看我们交账的时候把什么交给他。
He also wants to see what are we giving back to him.
假设交账的时候。
Suppose that in the time of his return and
giving account. 我们觉得自己做得很好。
In the time of his account, we think that we're doing very well. We bring many things to him. We bring him 10 big mansions. We give him 10 Ferraris.
然后对主说, 主啊,
and we say, Lord, you know, my dream is this mansion, is this Ferrari.
这对我来讲是最好的。
This to me is very best.
So I earned
a lot of money to give to you.
那个主人会怎样?
What is the master's response?
是夸奖他还是责备他?
Is he going to commend him or judge him?
我猜主人会说,
I think the master might say,
让我用火来试一试。
Let me test it with fire.
如果被火烧过之后, 这些东西还能够存留下来。
After being burned, if anything survives,
这些就是我要,
these are the things I want.
一个不忠心的仆人,
a unfaithful servant.
可以是懒惰的,
he can be lazy.
也可以是自作聪明,
he can be self-righteous. He can be he might think he's very wise.
如果我们发现我们自己越来越坚持,
if we're discovering we ourselves more and more persistent in our own thinking. More and more thinking that others are not as good as me. Less and less willing to co-work with other believers. More and more feel like we're very spiritual. Thinking that only I know what the Lord's heart is. Only I am truly serving Him.
那么其实这是一个非常危险的信号。
This is a very dangerous indicator, signal.
我们很可能是靠着我们自己的肉体, 靠着我们自己的能力, 在服侍神。
It's very likely that we're serving with our own pride and flesh.
如果我们服侍神的时候,
if we're serving the Lord, as we're serving the Lord,
我们没有经历到什么是十字架。
We haven't experienced Him and His cross.
那么我们带出来的,
then what we bring forth will definitely be, the cross will definitely be missing from it too. This is not the mina that the Lord wants. It is my heart's desire. When our Lord returns and we're standing before Him, He can say to me,
好, 良善的仆人,
very good, faithful servant.
你既在最小的东西上忠心。
because you are faithful in the very little things,
你可以有权柄, 管理五座城,
you can have authority over five cities.
你可以管理十座城,
you can have authority over 10 cities.
上次我们一起查这节经文的时候,
a while back, we were studying this passage.
张璐是我们的小组长,
our sister Zhang Lu was our team leader.
她问一个问题,
she asked a question.
这段经文和你和我有什么关系?
She asked, well, what does this passage have to do with you and I?
今天现在主叫你做的生意是什么?
Today, right now, what is the business that the Lord wants you to do?
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊,人的话是何等的有限。
Lord, our words are very limited.
人的话是何等的残缺。
And it's very lacking.
主,我们只能仰望你。
Lord, we can only look to you.
主啊,求你越过人的软弱。
May you pass over or overcome the weakness of man.
把出于你自己的。
So that everything is from you.
深深地刻在我们每一个人的心里。
Carve it in our hearts.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.